Hi, my name is Donna Malieri, and I'm the program manager of F#. Today I'm going to give you an introduction to some of the cool new features that are available in F# 3.0, and I'll show you how you can use them to build modern, data-rich web applications. First off, I'm really excited to announce that we have a new edition of F# available, which is F# Tools for Visual Studio Express for Web. You can go to the F# Developer Center at fsharp.net, click the download link, and that'll launch the web platform installer. The web platform installer automatically chains in your dependencies, such as Visual Studio Express for Web. If you already have Express for Web on your machine, this will just add the F# compiler, libraries, and IDE support onto your existing installation. The major new features of F# 3.0 center around this idea of information-rich programming. Basically, if you think about the kinds of data sources that you often need to access, there's always a lot of glue code that you have to write in order to access them, or you have to run separate tools and integrate those into your IDE and your build process. This is a problem because whenever you have a new data protocol, you have to create your own tool and make sure it all works smoothly. In contrast, F# 3.0 keeps your experience code focused. Instead of launching a separate dialog box or running a separate tool on the side, you can just do it all right in your editor. Let me show you what I mean. Here I have a .fsx file open in Visual Studio Express for Web. An FSX file is an F# script file, which I can use to do exploratory programming. Basically, I can write out little snippets of code and run them in F# Interactive. F# Interactive is also sometimes called a REPL. It basically lets you run code without first creating a project and compiling everything first. And the reason this is really useful is because when you're connecting to a web service, maybe one you haven't connected to before, this lets you explore and make sure that you actually want to use the data and services that they're offering. At the top, I have the #r and #load directives, which are basically just directives in a script file. #r is going to tell F# Interactive that it should load this assembly, which is fsharp.data.typeproviders. This is one of our built-in type provider assemblies. It lets you access a variety of different data sources in a uniform way, including OData, SQL, and web services. In this example, I'm going to use the Netflix OData catalog with our OData service type provider, connect to it, bring up some results. Right now you can see that there's some error squiggles in my code, and this is actually expected. The reason for this is that I haven't actually put in a service URI for the OData service, so there's no schema for it to type check against. Once I paste it in, however, it'll connect to Netflix over OData, pull down the types, turn them into F# types, type check, and then get rid of the squiggles and the error hovers. I can also use IntelliSense right away. For instance, here, if I want to see what top-level resources are available, such as people or titles or awards, I can find out immediately what's going on. I don't have to go to a separate web page. I don't have to run a separate tool. I can just get started right away. So here, I'm going to select all this code, right-click, and say Execute in Interactive. I can also use the keyboard shortcut Alt.Enter, which is something I often do. Here, I'm displaying this in a simple data grid application that I wrote myself. This is just to show the output. As I'm browsing through, I look through their titles, and I've noticed that you can sort by the average rating, which means that you could sort in ascending order by the average rating, meaning you could pull out the worst movies. I get a great idea. Maybe I can use F#, figure out what movies are the worst, then show them to my friends in a horrible, horrible B-movie night, or wonderful, depending on what your view is. Here, I'm writing an F# query expression, which is similar to a link query that you might write in C#. I'm going to filter by genre, and then by year, and then sort in ascending order. So this will show me the worst movies first. I'm going to use Alt-Enter, bring up Interactive, and look at the results. And in the sci-fi category, we can indeed see that there are some terrible movies that Netflix has to offer. As I'm going through all this, I got a great idea. I could use this, create a web service, have my friends connect, they could say what their preferences are, and I can make sure that I pick a movie that everyone hates equally. So I'll create a movie recommendation web service. The users can come in and say what genres they prefer to see for their B-movies, such as, say, B-horror movies, and they can say what movies they've already seen, so as not to show any duplicate movies, so everyone, it's fresh and new and horrible for everybody. If I'm an administrator, I can get recommendations for users. Here is a list of all of the F# team members, and to thank them for all of their hard work in getting this product out, I'm going to treat them to a terrible B-movie. You can see that I did not win out with the B-horror movies. Most people like sci-fi and fantasy, But it's okay because we can see there's some good choices here. Let me show you the code for this. I'm in Visual Studio and I have my controller for my ASP.NET MVC4 app. The controller is written in F#, but you could actually write this in C# too if you wanted. The interesting part is when you use F# for the analytical processing. Here, I'm using the same code that you saw before with an interactive. I basically just copied and pasted it and tweaked a few things. The cool thing about type providers is that I can access different data sources in a really uniform way. So here, for the database where my users have their preferences, I'm using a SQL entity connection. Notice here how I've put in the connection string just as a parameter to the type. And this is really similar to what I did with OData, where I put in the URL. Of course, with the database, you could also put the configuration string in a file and load it programmatically. And again, I can write a query expression that is very uniform and similar among these different data sources. I also still get IntelliSense, for instance, on the users or profiles or all the various tables that I have in my database. The cool thing here is that I pulled out the schema for both Netflix and SQL in a really uniform way. I put in the URL or the connection string. But there's more. Type providers are actually extensible. So you can write your own type provider or use one of our sample type providers and connect to even more data sources. A good example of the different various kinds of data and services that you can access is on the Windows Azure Marketplace, which is your one-stop shop for data. One of the neat services they have is the Microsoft Translator service, which is exposed as an API that you can subscribe to. We have a sample F# type provider that lets you connect to the data sources on the Windows Azure Marketplace. If you use the My Data type, you can find out the categories of services that you've already subscribed to, and as well as the details of the specific services that are in those categories. Here, I've picked Microsoft Translator. Now, this service might be new to me, and I want to know what I could do with it. If I press dot after context, I can see exactly what functionality is available. So here I can detect the language or actually translate some text from one language to another. Let's take this text, translate it from Italian to English, and see what it says. Select the text, press Alt Enter, and here's the result. So we can see that this Italian text says, download it today. And I hope that's just what you'll do. I've given you a taste of all the different features that you can get with F# 3.0 information-rich programming. So if you're interested, download F# tools for Visual Studio Express for Web and see what you can do with F#. Thanks for watching.